Speaker!
Order, order.
MPs began their final week in the chamber this year, focused on the economy. First, there was this news from the Minister of Finance, Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, today I released the half-year update, which is a new set of forecasts, updating the budget forecasts. They show that the New Zealand economy didn't shrink as much as anticipated in the budget, and that growth rates from here over the next 2 or 3 years are a little better than forecast in the budget.
Mr. English then faced this question from his Labour shadow, David Cunliffe.
Mr. Speaker, to the Minister, with the Reserve Bank forecasting GDP growth of 3% in 2010 and 4% in 2011, why is his party describing the improvements as small, and why is he telling New Zealanders that this recovery is shallow?
The Honourable Bill English.
Because that is the case, Mr. Speaker. The New Zealand economy still has some significant imbalances that need to be worked out, and the higher exchange rate is making that a bit more difficult.
Taking over from his deputy, the Prime Minister, John Key, faced this question from his opposite number, Labour leader Phil Goff.
How is the Prime Minister protecting families with dependent children earning less than $40,000 a year when he gave them no tax cut, they're being offered no pay rise, when the Prime Minister himself gave himself a very generous tax cut and the man sitting next to him doubled his housing allowance to $47,000, more than all of these families were earning in their entire year's earning?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
What's your allowance? Mr. Speaker, my only question is, could the real leader of the Labour Party, Shane Jones, ask a bit of a question this instance?
Phil Goff's complaint that the Prime Minister had failed to answer his question was upheld by the Speaker.
I must say the Prime Minister sort of did start down a track that has led to a fair bit of disorder with that previous answer.
But the Prime Minister created even more disorder with his next answer.
Those New Zealanders that are in work, last week in Phil Goff in his general debate speech said their rents had gone up by 8%. Actually, that's not correct. Rents have gone up 1.1%, not 8%. But the year before, they were up 3.1.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Order, the Honourable Leader.
Order, Speaker.
Order.
Phil Goff then sought leave to set the record straight.
Point of order from the Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave of the House to table the news report from the Department of Statistics showing on average that rents have gone up by 8% in the last year.
Leave is sought to table that document. Order. Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
There was none, and question time continued to be followed by debate on one of the last bills to go through this year, the Education Polytechnics Amendment Bill. The bill is the responsibility of Education Minister Anne Tolley, who, as Rhys Lyon reports, was also accused of failing to answer opposition questions.
Labour's Associate Education Spokesman, Calvin Davis, questioned Ms Tolley's threat to sack school boards who don't agree to implement national standards.
Has she begun the hunt for 80 commissioners to replace the 80 Boards of Trustees from Te Tai Tukero, whose principals, quote, last week unanimously agreed not to implement the standards until their effect was better known?
Honourable Anne Tolley.
Mr. Speaker, I'm very confident that the Boards of Trustees of the schools of this country who represent the parents know that national standards will help lift the achievement of those students who are currently failing in our schools.
Unsatisfied with that answer, Labour's education spokesman Trevor Mallard further questioned Ms Tolley on the issue.
Is the Minister seriously suggesting to this House that she will sack a Board of Trustees that decides to have a trial within a region of the national standards?
And Ms Tolley stood by her previous answer.
I have every confidence that the Boards of Trustees of schools in New Zealand, who are the representatives of parents, will implement the national standards next year because they know that they will help them raise the achievement of students who are currently failing in the school system. 1 in 5.
Still unsatisfied with the Minister's answer, Mr Mallard sought the Speaker's assistance.
Mr Speaker, very direct, very simple, unloaded question. Would she sack a Board of Trustees that failed to implement or decide to implement a trial? That question was not addressed.
Order, the dilemma I have as Speaker is it's a hypothetical question because it incorporates issues of what a board might do in the future, whether a trial or what was a matter involved in the future, and those are all hypothetical issues. And I can't insist on a minister answering that kind of question. That would be unreasonable.
Speaker Lockwood Smith ruling on a point of order from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.